All right. So obviously, this is a topic that's on everybody's mind. I've been doing this, as has Will, for a long time, and you know, we used to have to try to convince people that what we did was important. We don't have that problem anymore. It's gotten to be a very popular area, and an area where there is an increasing number of people in the field and law firms paying attention to it, and clients, of course, paying attention to it. You know, so what is kind of challenging about it is the fact that we have sort of this paradox that we're in a new, exciting technological era. There's this free flow of data, but at the same time, an increased need to protect that data because we rely on all of that data. There are sort of innovative and exciting uses of data and systems, but at the same time, a lot of concern to scrutinize how that innovative use is being done and what's going on behind the scenes, and it becomes, of course, harder and harder to understand that as it gets more sophisticated. In the U.S., historically, we've had this sort of patchwork of laws and regulations. But increasingly, this has become a situation where, you know, regulators are expecting companies to behave appropriately, and all flavors of enterprise risk involve some element of digital risk assessment and digital risk management, because it impacts finance, it impacts legal, it impacts operations and every aspect of a business. So within that, and of course in the EU, they kind of take a different approach. That's why I asked the kind of the global question. For those of us that are working with the GDPR, is the General Data Protection Regulation affects personal data in the EU. You know, one of the interesting things, I read this out the other night in a class I was teaching, that I like the part of the preamble that starts out with a lofty statement of saying the processing of data should be designed to serve mankind, right? So, in other words, that we're in an era where we can't just sort of do it anymore. We've got to intentionally do it, right? And we've got to intentionally think about it and how we behave with respect to the use of data and its security.